you have people that are just now feeling the economic effects of it. At Rentschler Field, for example, we still have about 15 to 20% of the cars coming through there have said that they haven't utilized one of our services yet during the coronavirus. And that tells me that they are just recently laid off or just recently been furloughed or their organization just recently closed. And you hear those anecdotes from people in the cars all the time. And it just it's almost mind-blowing. I mean, I think we're under this impression that everything changed instantaneously in March, and it did. But for some people, they haven't been adversely economically affected until now.
How are the finances and the coordination of the Rentschler Field site holding up?
Yeah, I just got our numbers today. We had 1,800 cars out there at Rentschler Field today, and we're there 3 days a week this month. We are likely to announce at the end of this week that we'll be continuing another 3 days a week through the month of October. The numbers have not come down to the point in which we're able to close it yet. Rentschler Field is an emergency distribution program. We have said that over and over. We need individuals to be able to go to our pantries and to our mobile food share programs eventually. It's not sustainable. The Rentschler program is not sustainable in the long term, but we are not at the point yet in which we are able to shut down that program. And it's an expensive one. Rentschler costs us about $50,000 a week. We are very grateful that the state of Connecticut and CRDA allows us to use the property for free. But when you add up all of the temporary employees and the tents and the porta potties and then, of course, the food, it's a significant expense. But we are committed to doing it as long as we have to. But we'll be there, like I said, at least 3 days a week through the end of September, and we're likely to announce by the end of this week that we'll be there. We'll continue that through October.
And you have to continue it just because of the sheer volume of people who are coming through?
Yeah, but just, I look at it like this. I mean, if we're out there 3 days a week and we have 1,800 cars going through there, where are they going to go if we shut down this emergency distribution? The answer is that they're going to go out into the rest of our network. They're going to go to their local pantries. They are going to go to they're going to go to one of our food share mobile sites in order to acquire food. But if there's still that many, it's going to be very difficult to deviate them from the Rentschler Field site right now. I don't see us stopping the Rentschler Field distribution until that number gets below 1,000 cars a day. With 1,800 cars a day still going through Rentschler Field, it shows you that there's still an incredible amount of need out there. It's kind of a perfect storm when you think about it, because on one hand, this is just a temporary emergency distribution. But on the other hand, you know, we don't necessarily see the light at the end of the tunnel. In most emergencies, there's usually an ending time frame, like with a hurricane or some other natural disaster. The thing happens, and then, you know, there is a slow recovery, but there is a recovery. Here with the coronavirus, the biggest problem we have is that even if the virus were to be solved tomorrow, we're still looking at a 12 to 18 month economic lag on Central Connecticut.
What are some of the folks coming through the emergency site telling you?
The stories are almost, I mean, every story is different, but the common thread that they all have are, things were fine, I was doing okay. Yes, I might have been living paycheck to paycheck, but I was doing all right. Then COVID happened, I lost my job, or my husband or wife lost their job, or somebody in the household lost their job, and now we're in a position where we have to choose between paying our rent, between paying for our car, between paying our electric bill, or paying for food. So every story is unique, but they all have that general that one general theme of, things were all right, and then COVID happened, and now I don't have any means of income or way to be able to acquire food. That's the sad thing, and people lost their jobs due to no fault of their own. And in those early days, you know, you had the payroll protection program, so a lot of places were able to stay open as a result of that. Then that went away. Then you had the $600 credit on unemployment. that went away. And every time you saw one of these changes, you saw more and more people struggling with food insecurity. So that's why I say, even if the virus were solved tomorrow, we're still looking at a 12 to 18 month lag on the economy. Until those jobs come back, I think there's going to be some families that are really going to be hurting for a while.
What are some of the things the more fortunate can do for those who are using your service?
Look, everybody is the great thing about Central Connecticut is that it is such a generous community. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing if it weren't for donations. We have never raised this much money. We have also never spent this much money. We have a lot of money that is being spent on food and other emergency type of distributions. So we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now were it not for the generosity of corporations, philanthropic organizations, and individuals here in Central Connecticut. If somebody wants to help the food share effort, the best thing they can do is go to foodshare.org. They can make a monetary donation, or they could sign up to volunteer. We absolutely need volunteers, not just at Rentschler Field, but here in our warehouse in Bloomfield. We typically have about 6,500 volunteers a year here at FoodShare. That number has dropped dramatically since the virus hit, and a lot of people aren't leaving their houses, and a lot of corporations a lot of corporations aren't working from the office and able to send individuals over here. So we definitely could use monetary donations, but also volunteers. And people can go to foodshare.org if they want to donate or if they want to sign up to volunteer. Our team of volunteers, particularly up at Rentschler Field, are warriors. They're out there 3 days a week. Sometimes it's very, very hot in the morning. Sometimes it's very, very cold in the morning. But they're out there doing their thing and helping us out. And I can't overstate just how grateful I am to their commitment.
If someone drives through once a week, how long does that carry them through?
We did a survey and we asked families that. Obviously, the variable is how many people are in their household. But on average, picking up a 1 day's distribution can last you approximately 5 days. For the average household, there are some that picking up a day's distribution could last them for 2 weeks. There's some it might last them 3 days, depending upon how many people live in the household. But the average is you're getting about 5 days worth of food.
And the same family can stop in repeatedly? Or?
Absolutely. There is no limit on it. You cannot take more than one distribution at a time. You have to go back and wait in line. We've got to do that in order to make sure that there is enough food for everybody. But yeah, I mean, you certainly can come multiple times.